Okay, so what's your reason for coming out today?
My name is Amy, and I live in Southwest Philadelphia, and our library, the King Sessing Branch, will be closed. I wanted to come out here today to exercise my voice and just say that I don't want that library or any of the other branches to close. So we're asking Mayor Nutter to keep the libraries open system-wide 3 days a week so that he doesn't have to shut the 11 local branches.
My name is Linda Caldwell-Smith, and I'm from Tyersdale.
What's your local branch?
Tyersdale, that's far northeast Philadelphia. My reason to be here today is to support the library. We need every branch open so kids like you and all my nieces and nephews and grandkids can go to the library and do their homework.
My name's Chris Eaton. I work in a community library that's an independent library on 4134 Lancaster Avenue. It's called the Lava Space. Well, I would like to see the libraries stay open in Philadelphia. I think it's a shame that they're trying to close libraries, and it's going to be a problem, especially next summer when a lot of kids are going to be on the street corner. It seems like a lot more of public money in the city is being spent on police than it is on public projects like libraries and pools and stuff like that. I think it's essential for the health of the city to keep the libraries open.
My name is Eric Braxton. Public libraries are a really important thing. If we're going to be serious about having a city with young people who know how to read and go to college and do all that, we need libraries. Libraries are a place that bring together all kinds of people, young people, old people, people of all races and backgrounds and all neighborhoods from the city. And the neighborhood libraries are so important. There's no reason that we should cut neighborhood branches while putting more than $100 million into the central library downtown. So this is an issue about prioritizing our neighborhoods and the people in our city who need them the most.
Okay, so how do you think this benefits us when though we could work at home from our computers and stuff?
Well, a lot of people don't have computers in their homes, so library is a really good source to find the internet. So people that are looking to find jobs or just search the internet have to go to libraries to use them.
Well, if you don't have computers, you need a place to be able to go after school to be able to do studying, especially if somebody's coming from a home with a lot of brothers and sisters. Students who need to continue their education on their own or just need a quiet place to be able to study need public libraries. And it's also a really good place for people to meet other people who are interested in furthering their education in libraries. It's essential for kids to have that calm environment to be able to focus on studies.
Many schools don't have libraries, and many students in school can't take their books home. So the libraries provide a really important service for people that otherwise might not be able to access computers, books, the internet, those kinds of things.
Well, just speaking from my own branch where my son and my grandchildren go, they go not only to do their homework, they go to participate in the many activities such as science in the summer and the learning after school program, the LEAP program. And I know everybody, a lot of folks are having tough times, but we really should keep the libraries open. We need free access to information for everybody.
I'm hearing a lot of stories out here about how he just wants to close them down to help build the main library and make it bigger and better and stuff. So what do you think he's trying to do right now?
Well, I think he is in a budget crisis, and because he's in that budget crisis, he has to figure out ways to save money, and one of the ways is through the libraries. I think the problem and the reason a lot of us are out here today is that the libraries he's decided to close are in neighborhoods who are already disadvantaged. So he's choosing to close the libraries that are in areas of people that don't have as many resources as some of the other library branches do have. So that's an injustice in the eyes of a lot of protesters out here today.
They've raised some money from private foundations in order to build an annex to the central library. And I think there are some people in library systems that just want to have a really nice downtown library for middle-class people to come and study, and that's a good thing. But it shouldn't happen at the expense of our neighborhood libraries and the people in the city who need the libraries the most.
And thanks for coming out and trying to keep the library open today out in the cold.
Thank you.
And my feet is frozen.
I wore wool socks and silk long underwear.
The Lava Space, where Chris Eaton works, is always looking for new staff members. If you're interested in working with this independent community library, come to their meetings, which are the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock. The Lava Space is located at 4134 Lancaster Avenue.